Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so this might be an underrated, impactful Sunday in the future of the Detroit Lions. Or weekend, I guess I should say, because I don't think it's Sunday. I think it's Saturday. Saturday, the Green Bay Packers, yeah, it is Saturday, play host to the San Francisco 49ers. Gator, any success from our NFL team short term, any potential success, isn't the biggest thing that needs to happen is Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay?
I certainly that's a big part of it, but I think it's just the Lions improving their own team. But yes, it would certainly open things up right away. If Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay, then the division is wide open in 2022. And no, I don't rule the Lions out as being a team that competes for it, because I think the other three, I think him being out makes all four teams very, very close.
My first instinct is if Aaron Rodgers leads Green Bay, and this is without doing the research on it and really sitting down and looking what could happen elsewhere, but that this will be the worst division in the NFL and completely wide open to any team to win it, including ours. Now, so that got me to thinking, this weekend, what scenario best lends itself to Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay? If this is what we should be rooting for. Now, ideally, let me make one thing clear here too, because this sometimes gets misinterpreted. Ideally, your organization rises up and matches Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay and surpasses Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay, right? That's the ideal scenario. But to operate in real-world scenario, if there's any short-term success, Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay is the biggest offseason move that could happen for the Detroit Lions. I mean, that would be huge for this division. And that's, we could argue it, I suppose. We could debate it. Anything else is kind of unknown. Like the draft picks you can make, we don't know if they're going to be successful or not. We do know Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay hurts Green Bay. This is the sort of certainty that we could count on. Okay, so what do we want to happen this weekend? Do we want Green Bay to get bounced and embarrassed? Or do we want Green Bay to win the Super Bowl?
You know, the funny thing is you can make your case either way. I think the stronger case is probably that Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, because then Aaron Rodgers gets to walk off on his own terms as a winner, as opposed to walking away, leaving a team that failed in his final year. I think it would probably be easier for him to do it if they win, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think you can make arguments either way, but I think the strongest argument is probably that he wins. I think any player wants to write their own story. The end of their story ends with them winning a championship and walking away from the game while they still have their health, knowing that they gave all they had to leave their legacy out there. And for Aaron Rodgers, somebody who's talked about retirement, he's what, 37, 38 years old, whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
For him to walk away at that point, I think it was probably easy for him.
I think. So you think the most likely way he leaves Green Bay is through retirement, not going somewhere else?
Yeah, and winning in Green, winning this Super Bowl. Yeah, I think there's a really good chance he retires, and if he wins, I think there's a good chance he leaves anyway.
So, I don't think he wants to retire. Okay, and this is just guy in Detroit shooting the breeze here. I have no insight on Aaron Rodgers. I'm not connected to Aaron Rodgers. I don't have people who know Aaron Rodgers.
No.
No. but like the beginning of the relationship starting to sour was what? Drafting
Jordan Love
and him not being consulted or talked to on this. And then it soured last year in the postseason where they're down, was it down 8? The you know 2 minutes ago, and they had a 4th and 10, and they kicked a field goal and hoped to get the ball back with full timeouts, and never got the ball back, and so Aaron Rodgers didn't get a chance to win the game in his view, and that seemed to be divisive as well. Then it obviously got to be about the people, but I'm trying to Aaron winning and walking off, or Aaron getting hyper bitter like another disappointing playoff defeat at home. I mean, I don't know what to root for. But I want the net of this weekend to be,
well,
it helps Aaron Rodgers leave Green Bay.
You asked the question, you got to answer it too, man. It's a tough question because I think he's gone no matter what. And so I'm really torn on if I have to pick which one would more likely push him out of Green Bay, winning a Super Bowl or losing. I've gone back and forth on this for a while, since you asked me this morning at least. And I think in the end, it's losing. I think if he wins, and like I said, I think he's gone no matter what, but if you made me pick one, if he wins the Super Bowl, I think he's got more people tugging at him. Davante Adams, all his teammates, let's run it back one more time. We got a great team. I think if he loses, he says, you know what? I did all I could for this team. I won the MVP again. I took him back to the playoffs, maybe Super Bowl, number one seed. It's time for me to go find my next journey, my next career destination, because I think he does want to play more. I just don't think he wants to play in Green Bay anymore. But if he wins it, I think my 51 is they can try to pull him back. The fans, everyone says, one more time, man. Let's run it back. We got a great team. Davante Adams is probably going to get franchised this year. He loves playing with him. I don't know if they brought in Randall Cobb. They brought all these players back that he wanted. Do it, man. We want it. Let's do it again. But like I said, I think he's gone no matter what.
But financially, I'm not sure they can bring both of those guys back.
Who, Adams and Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean,
on the end, cap space out of thin air, you can always find ways.
I don't know the numbers yet, but just my first thought is, let's hope for Rodgers to lose, and he says, sayonara, see you later, I'm out.
Well, maybe people have theories on this. 248-539-9797. Am I wrong? Isn't this the number one thing we should be rooting for, is whatever scenario needs to take place to get Aaron Rodgers the hell out of Green Bay?
Except we don't know what scenario that
really
is.
Well, that's the thing, is trying to...
Well, which are you rooting for, Doug?
I think I'm rooting for a bitter defeat.
Yeah, I think Doug's rooting for a bitter defeat because you don't like Aaron Rodgers, and you don't want him to win.
No, I'm not. I'm rooting for bitter defeat because I think bitter defeat will have him going, F this, I'm out of here.
The defeat has to be at the fault of his coach, though, correct?
It
can't be his own fault. Because if it's his own fault, he may want to atone for that mistake.
You're right. I think it probably is better if it's the team around him let him down. If they couldn't stop the run all day and, he did everything he could and it still wasn't enough. And they lost at home as a one seed.
I'm going to feed into your scenario, and I'm going to say that for that, it would have to be a coach error, because there's no way the Packers are going to fire LaFleur. He's been too good since he took over. They've won like 13 games a year or whatever. I mean,
Or Aaron Rodgers has been too good.
Well, that could be as well. But, I mean, it's hard to fire a coach.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That would have that kind of success. So it would be another power struggle. And, the Packers are already like, we've been over backwards for you, Aaron. We've got the coach in place. We're going to move on. We've already drafted your replacement. So if you're going to play somewhere else, then I guess we'll trade you or whatever the scenario is that plays out there. But for that to take place, I think it's got to be a coaching error. Another situation where the coach doesn't trust Aaron Rodgers, where Aaron Rodgers is saying, R-E-L-A-X, And Matt LaFleur is like, no.
So let me follow up with this too. So Aaron Rodgers has a bitter defeat that isn't his fault, and Tom Brady and Tampa go on to win the Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers goes, okay, so Brady was a legend, picked his destination, has two rings. I want to do that. I want to go to the ready-made team. I'm going to go to Tennessee.
He's ready to move on, man. I really think he's gone. I'm telling you. He you brought up the Brady thing. He sees what Brady's doing with another team. He wants to do the same thing. He's done in Green Bay.
He's got the fiance telling him what's going on.
Yeah, the hippie granola eating chick or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They both don't shower, whatever it is. But either way, if Aaron Rodgers leaves the division, it's good for the Lions. I think it's more likely he leaves if they lose, and the whole state of Wisconsin blames Rodgers for the loss. Like, they just go after him, and he's like, you know what? Screw you.
They
people.
Won't. You know what? The state of Wisconsin will blame his fiance.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Well, whatever that scenario is what we should be rooting for. Do we agree that it's them losing?
No, he said Super Bowl. Gator said Super Bowl.
I said Super Bowl.
Okay, I think it's losing.
I think it's losing.
Okay. All right. If we're not in agreement, then I was. We just got a tweet here from KRS_23. Are you putting Aaron Rodgers on the desk of doom?
No.
Okay. No. Because
I think desk of doom needs to relax. Not desk of doom is fine. Sorry, desk of doom. I think we need to relax with desk of doom. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we've asked a lot of it.
It's delivered. To an extent.
To a great extent. And then I think we've taken for granted. We just haven't done anything there. And we left logos out there, and we probably should give them something new to take care of.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, so there you go. Whatever that scenario is, am I wrong? It's what we should be rooting for and try to figure out as best we can what happens this weekend that most moves Aaron Rodgers onto a new destination, be retirement or another NFL team. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.